It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome, everybody. Got another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at a new permanent expression from Jack Daniel's, and this is, now they're dipping their toes into bottled and bond. You would think with a company like Jack Daniel's that's been around for so long, they would have had a bottled and bond before now, but...
Yeah, one would think they would be like one of the OGs, but hey.
First one's into it. Welcome to the party.
It's never too late.
Yes. So, they have their regular old... Or should I say regular old? Their regular bottled and bond, which is their typical Jack Daniel's mash bill. But we're not going to review that one for you today. Instead, we're going to do Jack Daniel's triple mash. And you can see we actually still have this one sealed over here. So we'll save that one for another date. But this is the triple mash. So here is a little bit more information on about it as well. So it is a blend of three straight bottled and bond whiskeys. 60% of it is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Rye. 20% is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, and 20% of Jack Daniel's American Malt. Each expression is distilled, of course, in Lynchburg, Tennessee, in the same distilling season, aged to the stipulations of the Bottled and Bond Act, and then blended and bottled at 100 proof. It is non-age dated, however, comes with a pretty decent SRP of only $33 a bottle.
So, is this one of the only bottled and bonds with like a blend of mash bills? I can't think of any that are different.
I think maybe Chattanooga had done something similar.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But this is, and what do you know, they're both from Tennessee, but this is, of course, Jack Daniel's. A much bigger heritage brand, I guess you could say, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, well, I've never had their American malt. I love their rye whiskey.
Rye is and, a big fan of them.
You know, the Standard Jack's good as well. Big fans of the barrel proof, so let's see how they all mingle together.
Let's see what their blending expertise got them.
That's right. So.
Onto the nose.
Well, there's still that strong banana note. You know,
it is in there.
That banana runts.
Yeah, you get definitely, I would have to say that runts almost kind of like that. It's just that artificial candy that you kind of get on there.
Yeah, there's some like strong honey bunches of oats kind of thing going on too. Maybe from the malt.
I like that. A little more of that cereal grain coming through.
Yeah, back to cereal for reviews.
All right. Well, on to the taste then.
It's really fruity on the front end. It's like really bright stone fruits, like some grape, little maybe blueberry action or something.
I was about to say, there's a berry somewhere in there.
Like almost, a berry medley.
Almost like a little bit of a bubblegum flavor too.
Cap'n Crunch berry.
Okay.
Back to cereals, but no, it's got very fruity on the front.
Cap'n Crunch, just berries?
That's right, just the berries. Yeah, very fruity on the front, and then it kind of opens up to a little... like honey and chocolate on the finish. It's very light and mellow on the finish, but it's overall, it's good, got some different things going.
That was a good, interesting change of pace.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and rate it on the nose.
I liked it. Thumbs up.
I agree. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really love the front mid palate on this. I was surprised how fruity it was.
I think you get a lot of those the blend brings a lot of different characteristics out of it that you might not get just from the 100 proof, but we don't know because we haven't actually tried the regular 100, but so far, so good on this one. And the finish?
I'm going to go sideways. It kind of falls flat. It's real muted. The front and mid palate's fantastic, and I'd really like for it to kind of build up into a nice spice, but it's just kind of nice and flat and easy. So if you don't like proof or you like easy sipping, this will be right up your alley.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I might be leaning a little bit more towards the thumbs up, but I still think it's a great strong offering from Jack Daniel's diving into the bottled and bond realm. So way to go there, Lynchburg.
Way to go. Go to Merry Bobo's.
Right. Get yourself some bottled and bond now.
Yep.
Well, cheers, everybody. That is our review of a Jack Daniel's triple mash bourbon. With that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.